We're here today with Shane O'Leary, president of Amalgamated Transit Union 508, as Halifax Transit cancels more scheduled stops due to staffing shortages. Hello, Shane. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Shane, I wanted to ask, how long have you been with the union?
I've been working with Halifax Transit as a bus operator for 23 years.
And can we say, since the beginning of this year, how many bus stops have been canceled in total?
Well, they haven't canceled bus stops or routes. What they're canceling is trips. So there's a little bit of a misunderstanding there, where there's multiple buses on one route, they will cancel some of those trips, so that instead of waiting 15 minutes for a bus, maybe you're waiting a half an hour, maybe you're waiting an hour. So there's up to 75 trips a day being canceled.
And what is causing staffing shortages?
Well, there's a number of things that are causing staffing shortages, but the basis is the low wages and the poor work conditions, and those are not improving. The wages were negotiated in 2016. We've been more than a year without it, well, almost a year without a contract now. It'll be more than a year before we start discussing a new contract. Cost of living, inflation, gas prices, everything has gone up everywhere, but wages are stagnant.
And how many drivers are required to turn things around?
There are 30 to 40 drivers short at each of the two garages every day. So any new drivers that get hired and stay would be good. The problem is they're not staying. They're getting hired, they're coming out, and they're going, I can't do this. The forced overtime is too much. The working conditions are too bad for start and finish and non-paid travel time and things such as those. You could be working 12 to 13 hours for an 8-hour day due to traveling around, chasing buses, and getting back and forth to your workplace and not.
In your opinion, what are the steps required? What are the steps that Halifax Transit should take to take care of these issues and shortages?
I think first and foremost, they should be addressing the wages and the conditions of work. We have a contract that, as I said, we'll start negotiating in October. Hopefully it'll be done this year, but that's more than a year outdated. If Transit was worried, they should have initially started negotiations a year ago when we told them we were ready, but they let it go, and now they're so far behind the times that in a small municipality like Cape Breton Regional Municipality, the starting wage rate for a bus driver is $4 an hour higher there. St. John's, Newfoundland is considerably higher than us. St. John, New Brunswick is higher than us. So we're the biggest municipality in Atlantic Canada, and we don't pay the biggest wages. There's something wrong there. We have the biggest tax base, and they can't afford to pay bus drivers a living wage to start. There's something wrong there.
Can I ask, what is the wage a bus driver makes an hour?
In training, it starts at $21.45, and then it goes up to just over $22, but it's a four-year wage step. And there's considerable amount of deductions. You're lucky if you're taking home 55% of your earnings, and the bottom line on payday is not enough to rent an apartment, let alone support a family. And it's a good municipal job. It should be paid a reasonable wage rate.
And you said there's a new contract. What will the new contract entail? How will it benefit you?
Pardon me?
You said you're working on a new contract. So what does the new contract entail? How is it different? How will it help bus drivers?
We haven't started negotiating yet. So we're prepared to negotiate, but we don't know what the employer is prepared to come after us with. And the employer tends to, the last time we sat down and negotiated, they wanted 230 changes, I think. And that was excessive. negotiations is more than just saying, hi, how are you? Let's talk about this. It's a battle back and forth, and it can take an exorbitant amount of time. We don't want anything more than basically comparable wages and work conditions from across the country. We're 6% below average for operators, 5% or so below average for maintenance workers, considerably less for ferry workers, because ferry workers in BC make 30 to 50% more than the ferry workers here. And everybody, and what people don't realize is the amount of forced overtime that is being initiated right now is driving manpower away. People don't want to come out of training expecting to work 40 hours a week and end up working 70 hours a week, end up having to work their days off, their nights off, their mornings off. And as I said, the condition of starting in one place and finishing in another place is excessive. There should be more straight through work. There should be more garage to garage work instead of starting and finishing all over the city and not being paid for it.
And I know we're already feeling the impact of the delay significantly. I guess, what can we expect? Are more trips going to continue to be canceled?
I'm hoping not, but I don't see it getting better before it gets worse. And especially in your situation at Dalhousie, where the student U-passes are very important to the student population in all of the universities and community colleges in Halifax, it's going to be very difficult to transport those students in September if they can't get the manpower up. And that's less than a month away. It's going to be extremely difficult when ridership increases the way it does for university, and the city issues U-passes to the universities, and we can't handle the work. It's going to be even more forced work, more forced labor, more work for every division of transit. And it's going to be difficult to make sure the students have what they deserve.
Is there anything else you would like to add regarding the transit delays or regarding working conditions?
As I said, the working conditions are not where they should be. There's too much split work. There's too much travel to get back and forth to buses. There's too much forced overtime. There's not enough employees. I don't think Halifax Council knows in depth what is actually going on at transit. I've heard them on the talk radio shows lately blaming it on COVID or blaming it on summer vacations. And none of that is true. We were a little low on manpower at the start of COVID, but that manpower is all returned to the workplace. The city says it has no money. The city has money. The city's giving away free ferry rides all weekend, free bus rides, free to everybody under the age of 12. The city has money. The city has tax money, tax-based money that should cover transit. The city has had federal funding for transit, provincial funding for transit, municipal funding for transit. It's the biggest division in the city of municipal workers, and we're dying off. They are literally not, and it's hard to say this, they don't care about the workers. They will say they do, but when we've had 40 plus resignations since January, that's an extensive amount of resignations. Extensive. Well, I think we had 22 or 23 retirees as well so far this year. And then they laid off people that they could have moved into bus driving positions or other cleaning positions. They laid off a number of what are called hostlers, the maintenance workers out back that clean and sweep out the buses. And they were the ones that were doing most of the deep cleaning for COVID. And when the city decided it was no longer an emergency, they laid these people off when we're so short-handed in every division that these people could have been utilized in other positions. So transit is not being managed properly. The city really needs to step up its game. When they said that they're actively looking to hire and aggressively looking to hire, all they've done is put out a poster. They put out a couple of ads on social media, but they haven't bumped up why people would want to come here. Just to say, hey, it's a municipal job, that's not enough. There has to be comparable wages and benefits, and they are not.
Thank you so much, Shane.
You're welcome.
All my questions.
Anytime I can help you, just let me know.